No.
Yeah.
I have to meet for appointment.
I text her because I said.
We're recording, Wendy. I'd like to welcome everyone to the City Council meeting of August 20th, 2024. Thank you for those coming to our meeting late. Our first item is a Pledge of Allegiance and a prayer from, or a thought from Councilmember Lan Langeville.
Thank you. I have a short thought, and it's from my own head. Just a simple message of gratitude for service, gratitude to serve with you, and just a mention of how meaningful it is to feel like you do good work for your neighbors and that you get to work with people who are also doing that good work in collaboration. I'm very grateful for that. So please stand with me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you. Next item is citizen comment. If there's anyone here to address the council on an issue, please come forward and identify yourself. Seeing none, we'll move on. Item four, consideration of appointment to the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board. And I'll turn over to Tammy Clayton.
Okay. It is a pleasure to introduce Emily Carr for an appointment to the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board. And to be completely honest, when she walked in, that's the first I have seen you. So, Emily, I've not met Emily, but I read her application and also spoke with Ken, and he also gave me a high recommendation. Emily applied for the Planning Commission, and I feel like what an honor it is that you felt that it was okay to do something different and not just throw your hat not in the ring to something else. I've served on this board, and I think that you'll really enjoy it. It's a fun committee, and you'll serve with Suzette. Suzette's the council member, and but I also, when we were driving back from our tour today, Ken told me, do you run an Instagram page?
Yes.
And is it not through the city?
Emily, come to
the mic. Yeah, will you come up? I follow that, and I didn't know that was yours.
Oh, awesome.
So yeah, that's a great page, and you promote the city very well. So I won't say any more. I'll let you maybe just introduce yourself a little bit, and then I guess I make the motion to approve your name, Emily Carr, as a member of the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me and for appointing me. I'm a resident of North Salt Lake, and I live on Highway 89, and so I feel like I get to see so many different people in different areas and get to travel both, you know, in that the middle of the city, but also to the east and the west, the north, the south. And I'm just really excited for this, and I know that North Salt Lake has so many great things already happening, and I'm excited to contribute to that and also help promote that.
So this is just an abstract concept, but have you ever thought of our city as really not a through city? Has that ever come?
Yeah, it's somewhere to stop and somewhere to enjoy.
Yeah, okay.
So what's your Facebook page or your Instagram page?
Yeah, it's just an Instagram page I started a few months ago just to help spread the word about the city and about some of the amazing businesses and parks and also some changes that I personally believe in. But I'm just hoping there's so many things about Salt Lake that you can find online, but not as many about the city right next door.
And it's called Not a Through City.
Oh.
Not a Through City. Is that correct?
Yes,
yeah.
That's correct.
So.
That's
great. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second, yeah. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Welcome, and you'll be awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tyler, do you want a few minutes? Next item is consideration of a driving range structure for $372,000. Tyler?
All right. This is kind of the project that I had 2 weeks ago, and I know a few council members weren't here or on Zoom, so I'll kind of just give you a brief overview. And this will be similar to what the structure will look like on the driving range. Really similar. So still have the white columns, white roof. We'll sit on concrete pad. We already have a strip there. I should have put a map on here for those that weren't here a couple weeks ago. The structure is part of a bigger project that will have some technology inside of there, some lounge space, some hitting space, and then some expansion with our driving range operation. This will be really similar to what we're looking at as far as lighting that will be in for the evening. There'll be a few more, with our driving range so slope, there'll be a few more outdoor lights kind of casting down on the east bench of the driving range, but the lighting on the structure will be very similar to this as well. I put a couple pictures in here just to help you visualize what we talked about. Then they'll have the lounge space, like I mentioned, the roof structure, and then the lights underneath there as well. So it's a very simple, think of it more or less like a carport that people will be able to hit under. There'll be fans, there'll be heaters, really an expansion on our time that we can hit on the driving range as well as the season. And I put this as the overall budget. Today we're I'm kind of asking for approval on this overall project as well as the one of the bigger portions, which is the actual structure, which is part of line number one and number three. I broke them up here just to kind of visualize what the actual structure cost is compared to also what they're charging to install. But that's the bid amount from the Mountain States group. They're out of Colorado. I called all over, checked with local businesses. I really tried to find anyone that was experienced in building carports because that's essentially what this is. And found quite a few, some that weren't available, some that were more expensive, but listed a few of those in the documents, hopefully, that you guys read today. So if there are any questions or do I have...
I've got one, yeah. And I didn't think of it last time, but how do we secure this facility?
I plan on having cameras. As part of that, too, I'll have a few cameras listed there. Our ball machine will shut off at a certain time, so the power to that will be shut off so people won't be able to access range balls. There are covers on the TrackMan units that will ultimately be the most expensive units there that we can lock and cover so people can't get in there and damage those. So we'll do that every night, and then in the mornings we'll uncover them and encase them. It's pretty much just like a plastic casing for those. Other than securing it, we'll have doors on the storage unit, and then fingers crossed.
I guess we have vandalism occasionally.
Yeah.
And I saw the TV monitors.
The TV monitors are going to be kind of like a phase 7 for me. I don't know if I kind of want to see how it goes without throwing TVs in, because I think that's going to be the most expensive and most commonly broken thing on the facility. I would probably stay away from doing those for the first couple of years, at least the first year, to see kind of how it does without it. Because essentially the TrackMan screen is going to give them all the information they'll need anyways. The additional screens is just going to have the same data or be able to operate, TV or cable or...
It's almost like the TVs for the other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Bragging rights or something. But, yeah.
And I've gotten some bids from Amazon, some of their Fire TVs that we can get relatively inexpensive compared to if we were going down to Best Buy. And I'm talking a couple hundred dollars per TV, which is still a considerable amount when you're buying 18 TVs and have to figure the cost of replacing, at least 3 or 4 probably a year. I think that's kind of down the road. I don't have it in the budget for it now. I kind of want to see how it goes without throwing the TVs in first.
Well, one thing I'm concerned about is the structure lighting. And the reason I do is when we see this here, and I know that there are very few people that will be east of this that are living right on the golf course, but we're going to hear about it. They're not going to like that. So I'm just wondering if we needed to let them know that this is going to happen before we approve it. I mean, if we approve this, we're approving the project and the funding.
Yeah. So I talked to Mackenzie, and just to kind of get some specifics on what the city requirements are for lighting, and I would stay within what the city's requirements would be for lighting, and having it shut off at, when we need to have it shut off, and those lights be, I want them to be as unnoticeable as we possibly can make them. The ones on the building, they'll be able to see. The ones out on the driving range, I want, hopefully, to get them to not be able to see them from their house unless they're edge of their deck, peeking over, looking at it. So I want to make best attempts because I want to avoid
that
them having issues with it as well. So
well, the one thing is that we, a few years back, we had some lights that were going to be changed at the gas station.
Yes.
And, man, people were so upset about it, and they learned all about the ambience and the everything about it. And the people that lived right in the area were very vocal. We ended up improved it anyway, and then they were quiet. Right? It wasn't as bad. But we're going to get some blowback.
I think a little bit, maybe. I mean, they live on a golf course. Yeah. So.
Will the lights be on after the golf course is closed?
Our initial plan would be to have it weekdays until 9 or 10, depending on what you all recommend, essentially, and what we kind of feel like we can operate with revenue. And then I would like to stay a little bit later, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, to 10 or 11, depending on how busy we are and type of season. You know, if it's in October and it's 44 degrees and at 8:30, 9 o'clock, we're probably not going to stay open till 11. So it really is going to depend on season and operation and hours and, you know, really tracking. The nice thing about this TrackMan system that I'll have to bring to you when we have a budget adjustment for the technology portion, is we'll be able to track when we're busy, when we're not. You know, we can do it now with sales, but this will be very detailed on when the operation is busy.
What is the value of the TVs? What are they doing?
The TrackMan system.
Oh, they're digitally tracking the balls?
Yeah,
oh.
Yes. Yeah. So they have radars on the driving range that will be tracking balls when they hit. So that's what's giving them all the data.
Oh, I thought it was just a camera.
No. Yeah. They're actually LiDAR radars that are tracking golf balls on the range. And you can do a lot of different things. You can play games. You can play different golf courses. But the biggest point of that is the data that they're getting from using the driver.
Makes it harder to lie about
receipts.
Tyler, what is the projected opening for this?
So with your approval today, I would get the structure going. They're about a month out from building it, and then another month out for construction install. So they're we're looking probably first of October, mid-October. And then I've got several bids for concrete right now. I've got to work with them on changing a few of the dimensions for footings. But I would probably like to get concrete in the ground by the end of September. Wow. So we'll have the majority of the construction done, the bigger parts, with the structure and concrete this fall. And then I would work on the electrical and everything else for spring. So hopefully by end of March we'd be going.
Great. So. My family's really excited.
Yeah. I think... You know, me personally, I think it's going to change what the driving range is to be something more that we're going to attract a lot of families and kids and groups and companies and events rather than just a driving range. It'll essentially be a Topgolf experience for cheaper. Not quite the food and the lighted holes out there, but I think it will be a fun experience for a cheaper price for people to come and do. So.
And I appreciate that because one of the comments that I got over and over when I was running was that they felt like residents felt like there was a void of family activities, bowling alleys or movie theaters or playhouses or just places where people could take their families. And I didn't actually see it coming. And you have done such a good job of filling that void in the winter with your plans with the winter park and the rest of the year with your plans of Eaglewood Topgolf.
Yeah, yeah.
And so thank you for doing that because that is a real need in our city and you're single-handedly filling it.
Well,
so thank you.
That. Well, I'm trying my best to get us things here.
You're doing your part.
Is this amount that we're approving coming from the golf fund or from the general fund?
So this is part of the bond, remaining funds from the bonds that was earmarked for improvements on the golf course that we either saved on the building or haven't used yet on the construction. So it's kind of what we have, the pennies that we have left over, that's added up to quite a bit amount. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Motion.
I'll make a motion.
Sorry.
As soon as I have it.
Wendy, sorry.
I move that the City Council approve the driving range structure project in the amount of $372,000, which included an award for the structure elements of the project to Mountain State Construction in the amount of $137,532. I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Let's do roll call.
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thanks, Tyler. Next is consideration of a bid award for engineered wood fiber chips for playgrounds.
Yes.
John.
Not as exciting as a golf ball tracking system, but it does help families recreate at the park, so go with that. So the engineered wood chips are what we use around the playground for softball protection that's required with the ASME or something like that. There's a big acronym for it. But anyways, they blow out with the wind and they get kicked out. They degrade. And so over time, we have to replace and replenish the chips. So we have a bid to install 528 cubic yards at 11 different parks. And we got two bids for that, one from Turboscapes and then Express Landscape Products. And they come and they provide and place the chips. So I don't know if you have any questions about it.
You're saying that both of these provide and place, or just the Express?
No, both companies do the same thing. They provide and place the chips. So,
can I ask a question?
Sure.
The soft fall ground cover at Legacy Park that looks like artificial grass, is that significantly more expensive than the wood chips?
It is more expensive. The thing that we like about that soft fall is it doesn't have the maintenance that this has. I mean, you can be out of compliance without, you have to rake this stuff all the time back into where the kick out areas, especially, it's hard to see in this picture, but that was taken the other day up at Tunnel Springs. And if you actually walk up, it's a big divot around that little merry-go-round thing. So the artificial turf is what we'd like to put in these playgrounds as we replace them, because the maintenance is so much less, and it looks a lot better too. So
when you say when you replace them, like instead of doing this, you'd rather do the soft fall?
Yeah, we'd rather do the artificial turf around the playground.
So should we do that right now?
Well, this is for all 11 of the playgrounds that have the wood chips, so we're just topping them off.
Got it.
The next few years.
Got it.
So it's just routine maintenance.
I also really like the softball and think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Motion.
I move the City Council award Turboscapes, the lower bidder, to the supply and place the engineered wood fiber chips at playgrounds for the price of $29,040.
I'll second.
Thank you. Let's start with Tammy.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. John. Next item is approval of the City Council minutes for August 6th. I didn't either.
Could we maybe postpone this? I didn't review the minutes at all.
Let's see if we have any additions, corrections first, and then.
I don't have any changes, Mayor.
I wasn't here. Can I believe you?
Do you want to make a motion to table? Yeah.
Thanks, Mayor. I think we'll make a motion to table the approval of the minutes for August 6, 2024, until the next meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Wendy, that's okay, isn't it? Because we posted temporary ones. Okay. Anything on the action items?
Is that the last item? Oh, you're going to do council reports and stuff, don't you?
Yeah. With Ted not being here, we don't really have
And we are working on Ted's items, too. Just because he isn't here doesn't mean we're not.
I'll just voice a second to Councilmember Baskin's interest in the Boulder Way Forward. I'm glad that that's on the action items. That's a good organization. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Okay, I'm moving on. Council reports. Let's start with Suzette.
I don't have anything significant to report over the last 2 weeks, and I was out of town on the last meeting, so I am just ready to report. No report.
Okay.
I have nothing to report.
I'll be so fast.
Okay.
The Health and Wellness Committee met, and we also had the Health and Wellness Fair that went very well. Thank you, with the coordination with the police department as well. One thing that was brought up in that meeting that there seemed to be interest in as far as building community is beautiful yard prizes or landscaping awareness in the city, that sometimes cities will identify different yards. It could be other holiday decorations, or it can be just landscaping, but we weren't sure that we were the committee to run that. It might be the Parks and Trails and Arts and Recreation Committee. So maybe if you'll just bring that up with your committee and see if there's any interest there. If there's not, bring it back to us, and then maybe that is something. We don't want to feel like we're stepping on toes over there. That's it.
I don't have anything either. Just one thing. Emily asked if we could take a picture. I would assume with the whole council. Is that right, Emily? Okay. If we could do that after.
After.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Todd, do you have anything for us?
No, Mayor.
I just have a couple of things. We've got the Get in the River event coming up. And I wasn't sure if we met before that again. I won't be here. That's the... I'm gone for the next city council meeting. Is it the 10th?
That's the city council meeting, and then the event is the 14th.
Okay, I'll be back for that, yeah. The North Sewer Plant construction has begun. So if you hear that sucking sound, that's all of our money getting sucked up into West Bountiful.
Or you smell it.
Yeah, I think he'll be gone.
And then I don't know if this is, I kind of tune into these more if they're in our city, but this is at the Medical Center Drive in Bountiful, but they're having a grand opening for a Oaks Medical Group pediatric office. So here's some of these if anyone wants to go to them. And that's all I have. City manager's report, okay?
I'm certain I should have a lot, but I have nothing tonight. So
awesome.
Oh yes, and our next meeting is October 3rd. I'm September 3rd. Sorry.
So there is a meeting on the 3rd.
It's not September 10th, it's September 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I will be gone for that meeting.
And I'll be here.
Great.
Yeah, it is the day after Labor Day, so.
All right.
Maybe we'll barbecue for the dinner or something.
Okay, we have a request to go into a closed session. First I just want to say, do we need to go into a closed session?
On this particular, is this the issue that we had talked?
Yeah.
I think so.
Turn your mic on. I guess I was just bringing it up because the information is already public.
Well, it's not public to everybody here. And the way it may be framed may be a concern.
Okay.
Because it's information regarding a person.
Okay. So is that a motion?
Yeah, I make a motion. We go into closed session to discuss personnel. Discuss a matter that may impact a person.
Do you want me to read the language?
Pardon?
Do you want me to read the language out of the statute? It's for the purpose of discussing the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
Thank you.
And can you amend that so that we will not come back into session?
We can close out of the closed session.
We can adjourn at the end of the closed. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so at the end of this closed session,
We won't go back into the open session, but we'll adjourn.
Okay.
That's part of the motion.
Do we have a second to that?
I'll second as amended.
Let's do a roll call vote. Suzette?
Aye.
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 Okay. Let's take a moment and take a picture. Yeah.
You never know. I'll take